أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لئن بسطت إلي يدك لتقتلني ما أنا بباسط يدي إليك لأقتلك إني أخاف الله رب العالمين. We are reading the instance of Habil and Qabil, the two sons of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And just very briefly, the background that at that time there was nobody else in the world. So whenever Hawa alayhi salam was expecting children, it was twins, a boy and a girl. And the next time again a boy and a girl. And a boy of the first set had to marry the girl of the second set. And the boy of the second set married the girl of the first set. So Qabil was not prepared to marry the sister of Habil because she was not so pretty. And he determined to kill him. And he expressed his opinion that I will kill you. قَالَ لَأَقَتُلَنَّكَ. So on that, Habil said, لَيْمْ بَسَطْتَ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي. اگر تُو نے چلاوے گا مجھ پر مارنے کو اپنے ہاتھ, if you will stretch your hand in order to kill me, then I in return and retaliation, مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِطِ يَدِيَ إِلَيْكَ لِيَقْتُلَكَ. I will not try and kill you. In fact, I will not even defend myself. I will not try and kill you. If somebody wants to kill you, usually you will defend yourself and you will want to take the revenge and kill that person. But Habil told, I will not do that. And the reason explained by the ulama is that if a Muslim to kill you, the preferable thing is not even to defend yourself. It is permitted to defend yourself, but you should not kill that person. And if it's a non-Muslim, then it is not permissible that you don't defend yourself. If a non-Muslim wants to kill you, it is compulsory upon you to you fight him back, and in the process, if you kill him, you kill him, if he wanted to kill you. But if it's a Muslim who wants to kill you, then it is preferable that you don't fight him back, and you let him do. That is the first explanation. The other explanation that Habil understood, that if he wants to kill me, and if I want to kill him, then whoever, whether both of us get killed or whoever kills whoever, then this tradition of killing will come alive in the world. And I don't want to be part of that at all. So I will rather not even defend myself. And I don't want to become part of this at all. And as we will inshallah explain further, this was the first person to make amal on this ayat in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This happened very long ago, the time of Adam alayhi salam. But in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first person who made amal on this was Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When the rebels wanted to kill him, he did not defend himself. And neither did he give up his khilafat also, and all that explanation will come. So anyway, Habil did not defend himself, and he allowed his brother to kill him. And he said, as a reason why I won't defend myself also, though it wasn't himself, but I prefer not to. Why? Inni akhafu Allah rabbal alameen. Main darta hoon Allah se jo parwardigar hai sab jahan ka. I fear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, who is the ruler, king, controller, lord of all the realms. I fear Allah ta'ala. So I don't want to become in any way part of the first killing on the earth. Therefore, I will just rather subdue myself. You can go ahead and you can kill me if you want to, but I won't do anything whatsoever. In there also, it is for a true believer that his eyes are not limited to the things of this world, but for the year after. that if you kill me, I will become a shaheed. And as a shaheed, I will get great, great position by Allah Ta'ala. And a mu'min must keep his eyes more on his eternal life of the akhirah than this temporary life of this world, than defending himself here in this world and staying alive. Preferable to that is, in these circumstances, that he rather just subdues himself and he gets martyred and he gets the great rewards of the akhirah. May Allah give us also in all matters to keep Allah's commands in mind and to do what is preferable. There are things which are permissible, but it is, but to do things which are preferable. And in that it is to keep akhirat in mind and the rewards in the akhirat, as we will read, as we will explain inshallah, explanation which comes in this ayat about Hazrat Adi, about Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah give us tawfiq inshallah.